Okay, we're doing our last one on Sim Kufi Dal Lach Vav. We spoke there already two times beforehand. Then before I start, I have to just point out something. We're going to be talking about a certain chuva today from Rav Teitz. And Rav Teitz points out, if you look at our din over here, the din says, Tzorach Lizoher V'Livdek V'Lachkar. Okay, it uses three lashonos over here about how careful you're supposed to be about alcoholic beverages maybe having trace ingredients in them, which is what the dinim here are about. Anyhow, so he just points it out. He's like, and that's what his truth is about. We'll talk about it in a minute, about how careful we have to be. And it says three different things, Lizar, Valivdik, Valach, are pretty serious. Anyhow, that's what he says. Let's get to our real topic today, and that is talking about ingredients that were added intentionally. And we're going to be talking about a Rashba. Okay, the Rashba is in a chula, and the Rashba says that bittul means that something doesn't count. It's not important. You don't want it anymore. It's not insignificant. So he says, if you add something on purpose into a food, then it can't be bittul. Bittul is only when things happen by mistake. But when something happened on purpose, you purposely put this thing in, then it's not possible to do bittul for that. How can you bittul when you ate it on purpose? It's the opposite of bittul. Okay, it's a derabbanan din. It's not a derisa. That's what he says. Okay, that's what the Rashba says. And in our halacha, and there's also in halacha book.
Honor, it's
a din d'rabbanan. The Rashba says, and you'll hear others who say the same thing as well. The Rashba says it's a din d'rabbanan. He said, because really the rules are tam kikka, you know, whether you taste it, you don't taste it, you know. So, but this idea that conceptually it can't be bottled because you put it on purpose, that's a din d'rabbanan. And in our Ramah seems to be saying not like that Rashba. Okay, why do I say that? Because the Rama says in Dark and Lite Bashmarum, people put in Shmarum, then if it's bottle, then you could eat it. Okay? In short, that's what the Rama says. If it was bottle, then you could eat it. Okay, so that means that they put it in, somebody put it in on purpose. It didn't fall in. Someone put it in on purpose, and he said the same kind of thing in Al Khadal. They put it in on purpose, but if it's bottle, then good, then you're okay, then it's mutter to eat it. Then you were allowed to have it. Okay, so the Ramah sounds not like that. Okay, so now I'm gonna just line you up, which is what we're gonna frame ourselves around. What we see in the Poskim, whether they seem to agree or not agree with this Rashba. Okay, we're gonna try to line up some sheetahs here just to put things in place. So as on our chart here, ready, the Ramah said seems to say not like the Rashba. On the other hand, this Rashba is brought in the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Kuf Lamed Daled. Okay, the Beis Yosef brings it at the end of Kuf Lamed Daled, and the din that Beis Yosef is talking about, he passes like that, okay, in Simon Kuf Lamed Daled. He says he ate one to beverage, to whatever the beverage is over there, then the din is that it's also. Okay, and he doesn't say in the Shacharar what the reason is, but in the Beis Yosef brings it from this Rashba that I've just told you, because he ate it on purpose, then it can't be bottled. Okay, that sounds like he holds like the Rashba. Okay, in Hilchos Pesach, the Magen Avraham says, you know, it's not just over there. He says it's the same thing by Pesach also. If you add chametz into a food on purpose, meaning even before Pesach, then it can't be bottled. There's no certain this bitter over there. The Magen Avraham makes the point of there again that it's a Rabbanan because it has to do with the mission over there that says that it's really mutter. So the Magen Avraham makes that point there that it's a Rabbanan. But again, it's the same thing as the Rashba, and in Hilchos Pesach, the Chayotim brings it, the Mishabur brings it, that this din, what I'm telling you from this Rashba, this is if bittul means when something happened that wasn't supposed to happen, when you did it on purpose, it can't be bottled. Okay? Now, there's a Chochmas Adam here by wine, who basically says the same thing as the Shulchan Aruch said in Simon Kuf Lamed Daled, which is like what I told you the Chayotim says, like the Magen Avraham. The question on that is, Chochmas Adam, by our din, those are not in the same sim. By our din, says like Ramah. So I told you that the Ramah is Mashma, not like the Rashba. Okay? So we have a little bit of an issue here, just because here we have Chochmas Sadam saying two different things. They're not next to each other. One's in Simon Nun Gimel, one's in Simon Sound 12. But they're saying two different things that seem to be not like each other. And it's well known in the Pisri Tshuva brings in Sim Kuf Lamed Daled. He brings some of the Nagbi Huda. The Nagbi Huda talks about this Rashba. And he says, it's true that the Rashba holds like this. It's true that the Rashba holds that if you put it in on purpose, it can't be bottled. That's true. He says, but I have to tell you something. He says, most Rishonim don't agree with that. He says, how do I know that? He says, you remember, he doesn't say we talked about it last week, but you remember last week we spoke about a shaila. We started 2 times ago, and last time we spoke about a shaila, which is, the Gemara says, that if you put the cheese that had in it, cavus nevela would be treif. Okay, that's what the Gemara said. And the Rishonim asked, why is it treif? The cavus nevela is bottle. It's just a tiny bit of cava. How much you put into the milk will be bottle. And their answer to that question is, no, the reason why it's not bottle is because it's a thing called Davar HaMaimon. Okay, and that Gemara is teaching us that there's a thing called Davar HaMaimon, and Davar HaMaimon can't be bottle. So the Rebbe Yudin says, why do all those Rishonim give that answer? Why don't they say, what do you mean, why is it usher? It's usher because the Rishonim says if you put it in on purpose, it can't be bottle. The guy put in the cave on purpose, that's how you make cheese. You put in cave into the milk to make cheese out of it. He says, well, obviously the fact that they didn't answer that, they had to come up with an answer on what that is a Davar HaMaimon, that the fact that they said that tells us that they don't agree with this din of the Rishonim. And the Rebbe Yudin says, he's asked to say something. The Shulchan Aruch himself, in the Hilchos, in Simi Kuf Tezvav, the halachas of dairy products, says about butter, he has a whole cherishman, he says about butter, which is a chashash, maybe they put treif milk into it, also is makel against this rajma. Okay? So Nebi Yehuda says, he says, listen, it's only a shy over drapana. He says, you know, it's hard to be makel against a rajma, a rishon who says like that. He says, but I don't have to tell you. He says, so many other rishon disagree with it, and it's only drapana, so Nebi Yehuda says you could be makel. Okay, so lined up here in front of you, you see a bunch of different shitas. Should we agree with the Rashi? Should we not agree with the Rashi? The Nebi Yehuda says that it's okay to be mekel. And the truth is, if you ask most Maariv Hara, you said to them, this is what happened, the person put this in. Let's say someone on purpose, they did this thing. They were talking about, is it bottle, meaning bottle in the sense of, is there little enough to be bottle? Did we think about questions like bitulus of chatchila? Did they do it on purpose, trying to get you? But aside from that, just from the regular, that most people wouldn't think of the same. Since he put it on purpose, it can't be bottle. Okay, now, that's it. I'm going to show you now three relatively contemporary poskim who spoke about the shaila, specifically about the Rashba. And they specifically talk about it for alcoholic beverages, okay? And they are like this. There was a famous Rav, Rapilchus Teitz, who's a Rav in Elizabeth for decades, okay? And he asked the Shaila to Moshe about whether you could eat whiskey that had mixed into it wine and glycerin. Okay, the wine was mixed in at 2.5%, and glycerin was in a tiny amount. Okay, and just a funny thing think about you know, the Rabbanim back in those days. He wrote that they mixed in sherry. Okay, and then he puts in parentheses, this is not cherries, this is sherry. Okay, anyhow, so just to make sure everybody understands what he's talking about, he explains them what sherry is. You know, to us, we're familiar with that, but he says it's not cherries with a test at the beginning. So he asks. He wants to know is whether it's mutter to drink this, whether we're allowed to have this thing, and he has a lot to say about why mutter also. And Ramosha has three chuvas to Rataitz, three chuvas printed in a row in the first chelik of Yeridea, three chuvas in a row to Rataitz talking to him about the shayla. Okay. Before we get to our details, overall Ramosha's feeling is you could be makel about these things, but he says the Baal Nefesh should be machmir. He himself says he would be machmir and not drink this, and he says. He says, just an interesting way of looking at it. He says, but at the minute, it's really mutter, based on all these different reasons that we're not going to talk about today. It's mutter, but he says he would be machmer, unless somebody came up to him at a kiddush to make l'chaim, so then, also Benel Mechaveri or the URL, he would drink it. But Batsim, he held that it's good to be machmer, but minute, it would be mutter. Now, what happened is, just keep track of the timing over here. Okay, Rav Teitz printed his thoughts about this in Hapardis. Okay, the Hapardis that it's printed in was printed almost to the day, 70 years ago from today. Okay, almost to the day. It was in Cheshvan of, I know it's not Cheshvan yet, but it's just about Cheshvan of Tavshin Tes. Thank you, David. Tavshin Tes. The chubas that Rav Moshe wrote are dated in Tavshin Ches, okay, in Nisan, in Adar and Nisan and Sivan of Tavshin Ches. Okay, and what happens is, you see in the Haparadis, you see, he writes about how he spoke about this with an Adam Gadol, and then he quotes things that Rav Moshe wrote back to him, okay, and then he argues and continues the conversation with it, and you can even see in the Haparadis where the first letter to Rav Moshe ended, basically, and then with the second one started, you could see like we're like the cut of, he's like, alright, I have no ideas of like this. But it's written, you can see that the version that we have in the Paradis was after Rav Moshe, because it includes rebuttals to things that Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvas. Okay, so it's
the date of the
Tshuvas. The date of Rav Moshe? Yeah. No, the date of Rav Moshe is 6 months before this is printed. But I think this is not like he handed it in to be printed before he got Rav Moshe's answers back, because you see he has in the firm Rav Moshe. So this is like a mix, partially written beforehand and partially afterwards. And then, 7-8 years later, there's a tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak saying, I saw this article on a Paradis from this Rav, this big Rav in America who wrote this Shaila, and here I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Okay, he does not quote Rav Moshe. Okay? I don't know when it was printed, but the date on those tshuvas is like 6 months before this is printed. I don't know when the sefer was printed. But Daiwai says, I saw this thing in the Paradis, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts about this thing. Okay? So he also is noted Lahakol. He has a certain technical Shaila we'll talk about later, but he's noted Lahakol Daiwai says. So these tshuvas in this Haparadis from Tites and Rav Moshe and Daim Wai talk about a lot of topics, a lot of parts of the Shaila whether this product should be mutar or asur. But the part we're going to talk about today is the Rashba. Okay, they all bring up the Rav Tites brings up this question: should we be choshish for the Rashba? Which is, if they put the wine in on purpose, they put the glycerin in on purpose, should we say that it can't be bottled because it can't be bottled? Because I don't care how little it is, it doesn't fit for bittul because the Rashba says things like that can't be bottled. Okay. Okay. So now, just for okay, I'm putting up to here the tshuva. I don't know if the colors mean anything to you. Okay. But the colors is to show you that there's five main topics talked about in the tshuva. Okay, and you just follow the order, you see how they talk about them. The Mamash is one is patterning the other because they are. Rav Tites doesn't say who he wrote to Shaila to. He said, I spoke to an Adam Gadol about it, and that's Rav Moshe. And if you follow the colors, except that Rav Moshe at the end goes back to this point, and this is a footnote. I don't know if you can see it. This is a starting footnote over here from over here. Anyway, it's a continuation. So the tshuva, Rav Moshe's third tshuva is not talked about Rav Tites at all. Okay, you see the third tshuva just starts at the end of the page over there. It's not Rav Tites at all. Okay. So Rav Moshe says like this. Rav Tites is speaking about this shaila. I told you that some parts can sound like them, l'hakol, and some sound like l'hachmir. And Rav Tites says, I'll tell you what the shaila is. The reason why some are mekel l'machmir, he says there's a mishnah on Laman Hamid base in Avodah Zarah, and it's going to come as a din halacha yud that Chazal specifically asked pickled items because they may have wine in them, specifically made an issur on that food. So you see that Chazal were particularly machmir about stam yayin. Okay, and therefore the reason why some people are, you see the Shulchan Aruch has been machmir is because it's stam yayin, and the reason why some other people, the Nevi Yehuda, like his case from making cheese, is being mekel is because they're not talking about stam yayin, it's a special thing by stam yayin. Now, he doesn't answer many of the questions, but he wants to say it as a general idea that it's a special is by stam yayin, and therefore, the end of that sentence is, and therefore, by his case of the whiskey that has the sherry mix into it, then the Rashba should apply. Okay, now I have to tell you something. The Rashba himself says, you should know. Okay, I'm sorry. Skip. Hold that second. Now, Rav Moshe says, I like what you said, but Rav Moshe then explains what Rav Tites is saying. Okay. Rav Tites doesn't tell you why Chazal were extra machmir by this case of stam yayin, but Rav Moshe says, he says, borer u pashut. He says, for sure, after he says what Rav Tites says, borer u pashut, shayel lahachmir b'yayin, you could only be machmir b'yayin, rakel hasarim sh'asar b'hanah. The only time there's an isser, a special isser, the special isser that Chazal said, it can't be bottled, is if it's asar b'hanah. Now before I tell you exactly what the means by that is, the Rashba says not. The Rashba himself says, I mean it by both cases. But I'm saying the way all these places are learning is that it's only if it's asur b'hanah. And what Rav Moshe means to say is like this. Rav Moshe says like this. If we go back to the shitas, I'm going to go back, if that's okay with you, I'm going to go back screens for you. Okay? Look at the cases that we have over here. Okay? Not every one of the things I'm about to say is actually true of Rav Moshe, but look at the cases that we have over here. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir in a case of wine. Okay? In the case of wine, it to a thing. So Rabbi Shimon says, but the Ramah, we're going to see when we get to Sim Kuf Chav Gimel, Mirtzah, and we'll get there. When we get to Sim Kuf, we're going to find out that the Ramah holds that the Zman Hazeh, Stam Yain, is not Asur Bahana. So the reason why the Machaber and the Ramah are arguing about wine mixed into something else is not because they argue that you should pass like the Rajma. They both would say like the Rajma, but only in cases where it's Asur Bahana. No, the Ramah holds that Stam Yain nowadays is not Asur Bahana. So Hagam that the Mishnah says that it's Asur, and Hagam that the Machaber is going to pass like that in Kuf Lama Dala because he holds Stam Yain nowadays is Asur Bahana. But the Ramah says, but the Ramah who holds that Stam Yain nowadays is not Asur Bahana, he's going to be Makel. Okay? You want to know why the Magen Avraham is Machmir in Hilchos Pesach? Because Chametz is also Asur Bahana. Okay? Why do the Rishonim ask the Kasha by Kavis Nevela? Why do they say the thing by Kavis Nevela? Why don't they say that it's because person put on purpose? Because, not that they argue on the Rajma completely, they would agree with the Rajma in the cases where it was Asur Bahana. By Kavis Nevela, it's not Asur Bahana. Okay? And the same thing by the Shulchan Aruch, by butter also, the butter, the treif milk mix in is again also not Asur Bahana. Okay, so with this answer, with, in other words, Rav Teitz had said that the difference has to do with whether it's wine or not wine, and that's why he leaves it hanging over there. Ramosh says, but what's important about wine is that it's Asur Bahana, because in the Mela, we can explain so many of these things by explaining that it depends on whether it's Asur Bahana or not. There's Machlokes, Machaber, Ramah, we'll see when we get to Kuf Chav Gimel, there's a Machlokes, whether Stam Yain is Asur Bahana nowadays or it's not Asur. So the Machaber, who's Machaber on that din, we'll say like the Rajma. The Ramah, who's not Machaber on that din, we'll say doesn't have to say like the Rajma. Okay? Now, what Ramosh doesn't explain, but left hanging, is just the Chochmas Avos. Okay? There's two Chochmas Avos. One says you should be Machmir, and one says you should be Makel. Okay, they're not next to each other, but one is Machmir, one is Makel, so make up your mind. The Chochmas Avos, Netiya overall, the way it seems to me, well, I wait for Kuf Chav Gimel, is like the Machaber, that one should be considered Asur Bahana nowadays. So, to answer this theory, I'll tell you something, a thought from Rabbi Yoel Milon. He said to me, it's a little bit, we're going to see like this, and Dianne Weiss is coming in a second. He said like this. The Rashba says that when you put something in on purpose, it can't be bottle. Okay, that's what the Rashba said. If you put it on purpose, it's the antithesis of bittle. He says, so that applies when the person put the ingredient in because he wants it in there. Okay, and the words of the Chochmas Zon, where he's Machmer, I'm sorry, I don't have the words on the screen. The words of the Chochmas Zon is Machmer, it's like this. Kol HaMashkim, Shedarkim La'arif Sochon Yayin Al-Chomet Shalhem, in all kinds of beverages that they put into them, wine or vinegar, they put in their wine, meaning treif wine or vinegar into them, Kivan Sh'ikrekach Einer Bottle. Since it's supposed to be in there, that's part of the formula, that's how you make this food, is by putting wine into it, therefore it's not bottle. It's like saying, like the case of pickles. Okay, you make pickles by putting vinegar into them, that's how you make them. So it has to have them into them, so it's not bottle. So the case where he's machmir for the rajma is a case where it makes sense to be machmir for the rajma. As opposed to, in the cases where he's maker are cases where the guy put it in to cheat you. Okay, the guy put it in, let's say he had yin remind him, and he diluted it with grape wine. Okay? So there, it doesn't belong in there. It's not part of the food. It's not supposed to be in there. The guy's putting it in there because it's cheaper. Grape wine is cheaper than pomegranate wine, so he puts it in there to cheat you. Okay, so in that case, the Rashba didn't say his din. The Rashba, in a case where the person put it on purpose because he's trying to put it in there, it belonged to there. The way he made pickles is you put vinegar in there, then the Rashba can apply. But maybe the Rashba doesn't apply, or at least something is learned, the Rashba doesn't apply in cases where the person doesn't need it in there. It's not supposed to be there. If I care, he's trying to trick you and trying to, it's not supposed to be in there, so then maybe it could be bothered. Okay. That's what Moshe says. Now, so according to Moshe, that the only time this we passing like this Rajma is in case where it's Asur Bahana, it's come out in the gate this whole din. Okay? The whole din for Stam Yain is not going to be in the gate, which Ramosha says. So this idea that you have to be Machmir if it was put on purpose is not going to begin in the gate by Stam Yain. It's not a very relevant issue to us anymore. Okay? All of a sudden the Rajma becomes in theory passing like it, but in practice we don't really. Okay, that's what Ramosha says. And Dianne Weiss says he doesn't bring Ramosha. He says everybody agrees to the Rajma. Everybody agrees to the Rajma. That you have to be machmir. I don't look at the screen. Everybody agrees to the Rajma that says if you put it on purpose, it can't be bottle. He says, but there's a condition to that. It only can't be bottle if it serves a useful function in the food. And what's considered useful or not useful is defined by Chazal. So he says, for example, he says this has to do with the Magen Avraham. He says, for example, what happens if you put the ingredient in to change the appearance of the food? He says, so Chazal tell us, Chazus Alad Nosiri, things put in for color and for appearances don't count. So therefore, even though you put it on purpose and you want in there because it's functional, it helps make the food better, that's not considered useful. He says, Hagam, useful is as defined by Chazal. So useful is things have to do with flavors and hamadas and things like that, but useful, that's not what in the rules of what Chazal counts, doesn't count. So if you put it in for a useful purpose, that's fine. So he doesn't say what this case, but for example, let's say you put it in for an antiphon. Let's say you put it in for a, which is the case of the Nevi Yehuda. The Nevi Yehuda case is an antiphon. So you put in meat in there to keep as an antiphon. Or you put it in as a clarifying agent. Okay, you put in gelatin to collect proteins to keep to get the cloudiness out of your beer or something like that. He says in those cases you're putting it in on purpose. He says, but those things are not things that Chazal would care about. How clear it is, or antiphon, that's not what Chazal
cares. The case of the Rajma is,
I don't remember what his case is, okay? But, I don't remember. So, he said, if you read my way, he said, you read it my way, the Rama, I told you over here that the Rama says, not like the Rajma. He says, that's not true. The Rama is telling you the Rajma. Listen to what the Rama says. We'll go back to him. Look what the Rama says. He says, in Dakalitim and Shmarim, if they put Shmarim into the food, then, in short, the Rama says you could buy it if it's Loy Avid Lataime. He says, he doesn't mean to say you could buy it if it's Bato, if it's not Avid Lataime. He says, if they put it in for flavor type reasons, then you can't buy it because of the Rashba. That's why, if they put it in for that reason, that's when you can't buy it. But if they just put it in for some other reason that would not be a qualified reason, remember I told you, listen, the word Lataima could mean from Maimonosa, doesn't put it in for a qualified reason, they just don't put it in for some absurd reason, that's what the Rama is saying. The Rama is saying you should say like the Rashba. Okay? So, after all that, after telling you that everybody holds like the Rashba, in lots of cases, he says this, but there's one condition, one he throws in a little, by the way, there's something else, and that is... He says that to Rama holds. Yeah. So he says, but, just like in the rules of Davar HaMaimed and Avidah Taima, there's a kula of Zev Zegardim, when things combine together to make a Tam, then we say, oh, if they do it together, then they could be, those things could be vatal. He says, so too here also, if the person puts something in to help out with the flavor, but there are other things helping out also, then we say, Zev is a garment and it's mutter. He says, then even though you put it on purpose, the Rashba will, even though the way we understand the Rashba, will let it be vatal. And therefore, if the people put the sherry in order to help the flavor, but the flavor is also helped by other things, that doesn't count. Okay, Schwartz was a big believer in this. Okay, a big believer in this part of the Minchas Yitzchak. And Dayan Weiss says, so what my clear is, he says, what I'm left unsure of is, some people tell me that the reason why they put, now he switches, why they put scotch into sherry casks is in order that the sherry should help the town. Some people say that's only a Zev Zagarim, it counteracts things, it has certain places. But it's not really being nice to Tom. He says, I'm not sure. He brings different experts.
What's it counteracting?
Counteracting the tannins in the wood, whatever, the things that it's playing role, whatever it's doing, but he says, it's not. He says, I'm not sure about that. He says, he's up in the air about with the Matthias of that, so he leaves off the truth saying, I'm not sure. He says, but his Matthias is local, actually, okay, because of this dinner, because of this Zev Zegar. Okay? So, The whether the case about the, we talked about once before, and we're going to talk about it in a future time also. Okay? We're working with an assumption. Yeah, he's talking about is, let's say it's bottle. Okay? Let's say it's bottle, but maybe it shouldn't be bottle because you put it on purpose. Okay? Whether it was bottle, we talked about once about Bitta Bashisha, and we're going to talk about it at the way very last time, Mr. Shem, we're going to talk about that also, that other shot. Okay, but right, this is working with the assumption. It is bottle. He bet it is bottle. Okay? So now, let's just go through some examples. Okay? So I told you already, according to Moshe, there's almost no case where you'd be machmir for the Rashba. Okay, it would almost never be negated to be machmir for the Rashba.
He said, "By Yisra'ano."
Ramosha says,
"Only with Yisra'ano."
Yeah, only with Yisra'ano.
So
now Ramosha doesn't say specifically to machmir. I said you that told you that. I'm meant to tell you that. The Ramosha says what Ratait said that's from a Mishnah is true, but the Mishnah is only machmir if it's Yisra'ano. I said your comments would then also be. Now it wasn't clear to me whether Moshe agreed for that fully, because remember, Tait said it's from a Mishnah. The Mishnah took him that Stam Yayin, which is the Mishnah only chose to be Machmir for Stam Yayin because it's Yisur Yehanah. If Stam Yayin is not Asar Yehanah, the Mishnah wouldn't have been Machmir. whether do we have another Isuri Hanot, like Chomet or Arla? I don't know. We can assume that they would be Mafra, but it's not clear that we'd be Mafra. I'm telling you that to answer up the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, and all the people in Arachaim say you should be Mafra. So how's Ramesh going to explain them? I'm saying that those are Isuri Hanot that would help us answer that. Okay?
But aren't we Mafra starting to answer us or not?
So, we're going to talk about that in Kuchav Gimel. Ramosh, this part Ramosh says clearly, but the Ramo who's Mako about that, whether that's true or not, we'll see in Kuchav Gimel. He said, the Ramo who's Mako, that Stam Yain is not Asa Ba'ana, so the Ramo won't be Machmir for the Rajma. Okay, that Ramosh said, that's his point, and therefore you don't have to be Machmir. The answer to Rav is, and therefore you don't have to be Machmir. Okay, that's his, for that part of it. Okay, now, in Dying Wise, I already told you what he thinks about the Shari Kiest. Okay, but let's go back to the case of Rav Tights. Rav Tights said was they add wine in as a. Yeah, it's funny to watch this in Yiddish. He says it's a blending and flavoring agent. Okay? Okay, it's a blending and flavoring agent. Okay, now, guess what? Okay, so he says, well, it's being put in, according to Dying Wise, he says it's being put in for Tom. If it's being put in for a Tom kind of a reason, then it should be Usher. Now, what it is that we're a little smarter, and we understand more what's going on than they did about this plot 70 years ago. And that's as following. Why is it that they put in 2.5% blending and flavoring agent? Okay, so if you look at it, you assume, well, they want to make it taste good. Okay, they want to make the whiskey taste good. Okay, but it turns out that it's a little more devious than that. Okay, and that is that the government lets you put in flavoring agents into whiskey. And if you put in those flavoring agents, you pay taxes on them, not as whiskey, but taxes on them as a flavoring agent, which is much cheaper. In this case, it's wine. You pay tax as a wine, but not tax like whiskey. Whiskey has very high taxes. So people are allowed to put in up to 2.5% of flavor, what you call a flavor, and you save taxes on that 2.5%. And if you make a lot of whiskey, that means a lot of money. That's the law. This is the law, and that's the kavanah that people do. What they do is they take wine, they put in a squirt of a little flavor into it. It's not playing any major role in the overall flavor of the product, but they're saving money. They're saving taxes by putting this thing in there.
Saving on 2.5%.
Well, 2.5%. I mean, so think about it. If we pay, the tax on whiskey is better 100%. So if it costs me $10 to make this bottle of whiskey, I have to charge $20 because I pay $10 worth of taxes on that. So if I save on 2.5%, I save, raise 25 cents on it.
The water could have gone into the water.
No, well, you have to put it in that's called a flavoring agent. You have to put it in that's a flavor. Something that qualifies as a flavor. Well, alcohol is part of a flavor, and you put in a flavoring type, something that actually, go to a flavor type company to put something into it. And they put this whole thing in, this flavoring agent, okay, but it's in quotations, like the state of Palestine this week. So you put it, it's like, it's in quotation, it's a flavoring agent, okay, but it's not really.
I completely understand. That's not, I see the logic behind it, but I'm just curious to know how we know that that's the reason that they're doing it.
That's what the companies tell us. That's what the people tell us. That it's a game. It's a legal fiction. They're getting around it. They're following the rules. They're saying we're just skirting the rules by paying a little less taxes, like some famous people find ways to do. They pay less taxes by playing around with the rules. That's why the shit is this week. We get around it, and they pay less taxes. And if that's true, now, okay, you could tell me the guy's putting in really for flavor, that's wonderful, then we would say Dying Lights would be machmir. But if they're doing it with my kavanah, the way I think the kavanah, I'm telling you the kavanah is, that it's just to save money, then all of a sudden, Dying Lights would be mako. Okay, his whole reason to be machmir was because they're putting it in with that kind of, they wanted it on purpose. All of a sudden, if they're putting it in because they're just trying to save some money, all of a sudden we lost that whole strength of that whole point. Now, one last example was, we talked about this once. This was about 5 years ago. Okay, we talked about this, not 7 years ago, not that old. In Learn Simon Pei Aleph, we talked about homeopathic remedies. Okay, and there we left it for the Shaila. I have the same Shaila now, and that is, in a homeopathic remedy, you put in an active ingredient, and you dilute it basically into a zillion times worth of other ingredients, and the theory is that it actually works better if it's more diluted. Okay, we talked about then how that works. But what negated to us is what happens, and we talked about this then, is what happens if the active ingredient is trace? Okay, usually the shy with homeopathic remedies is the inactive ingredient. Okay, but let's say the active ingredient was trace. So the question is like this: on the one hand, the Rajma says if you put something in on purpose, from, then it can't be batal. You put it on purpose. Dayan Meiser said, if you put it in, it has to be playing a significant role, and of course it is. That's what it says on the outside of the bottle. It says the name of some herb or some animal or whatever it is, and then only afterwards it says, in, like in small letters, you know, 10C, like, you know, how much it's diluted. But this ingredient is important to this thing. That's why it's there for. So on the one hand, maybe you would say, point to Dayan Weiss, that it should not be bottled because it's there of importance. On the other hand, the other way of looking at it is that the whole theory of homeopathic remedies is to specifically dilute it and make it almost like it's not there, or not there, according to other people, and make it like almost like it's not there. Well, if that's the whole point, maybe it's not the Rajma. My point, I'm trying to make it not important. It's sort of like a mix of being very important. Its name is in big letters on the front. It's very important.
The error comes out when it's very important.
But it's very important.
I'm not trying to get to take away its effect. I'm trying to strengthen its effect. And the way you do that is put a very specific low percentage.
Right, so when you dilute it, so that you're saying because I'm being mavato it, so you are being mavato. So I don't know.
I wanted it a very low percent. I wanted a 0.00000 whatever, and that's when it works. So if you believe it, and if you...
You're saying that it should not be bottled. According to Dayan Weiss, you say it would not be bottled. Okay, yeah. To me that was not clear. You can go both ways with that.
Do we follow what the guy believes who's taking it, or do we follow the truth?
Yeah, no, because the Rashi says the reason for it to not be bottled is because of the person's kavana. If I try to put this in and I want
it,
but if it's
wrong, I can't make bottled. It doesn't really do anything. So do we follow what the reality is?
Okay, I do.
We only consider things like parents, Chazal or Mashiach. For medicinal purposes?
You can only imagine, if it's not just medicinal, it's that the whole name of this product is that. That's what you're supposed to be taking. That's the whole thing. It's not like a little, it really is a little piece, but it's not like it's a very minor. That's the whole thing. In big letters on the outside, it doesn't say sugar, doesn't say water, it says the name of this herb. Right, that's what it says. Like that's what you're buying. The doctor says you go to the store and buy this, so it's hard to say that's not important anymore, you know? Unless you say, well, it's not important because the guy was trying to make it not important. You know?
No, I
understand your question. We only count certain things like Tom and Muhammad and things like that. You just got hard to imagine this would not count. Okay, I guess that could be also. Maybe it doesn't count because it's not. Okay.
Yeah,